As a leader, you must take ownership, especially when you screw up. Hello, this is the Walking Leader Podcast. The Walking Leader Podcast serves as an audio tool for you, current and future leaders, to sharpen your skills and hone your craft. I am your host, David Guerra, and I am here to help you every step of the way. Why? Because we have a problem. We have a leadership problem. You know, I know, we know there is a problem. Leaders, especially up-and-coming leaders, are afraid to step in, step up, and lead. They are afraid to lead because of a fear of failure. This podcast is one of the numerous tools the Walking Leader provides to those leaders in order for them to step in and step up through the sharing of knowledge, wisdom, inspiration, and motivation to help get them out there with confidence and grit to be the leader. So let's get this episode started. Today's lessons in leadership is take ownership, especially when you screw up. That's right. Taking ownership. It's essential. It's critical. It's non-negotiable. See, while we're growing up, we mess up. We screw up. We screwed up a lot. I know I screwed up a lot growing up, and I still do, even though, technically I'm grown up. But what I'm getting at is we're going to make mistakes. We're going to have downfalls. We're going to do something wrong. We're going to say a little too much. We're not going to say enough. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to screw up. That's part of life. That's what life's all about. Really, it is. It's screwing up and accepting it and learning from it. So hopefully you don't do it again. That's what it's all about. That's why growing up, we're expected to make mistakes. Growing up, we need to make mistakes. And sometimes while it might hurt, as a parent, I know this now, as a parent, we have to watch our kids and we have to watch them carefully, but we also have to let them mess up. That way they understand that they mess up. Even though we could have stepped in and prevented it, we have to let them mess up. We have to let them screw up. Because how else are they going to get that experience? How else are they going to gain the wisdom? And how else are they going to get the knowledge? Sure, we can be sharing and imparting that knowledge onto them and sharing our experiences, but it doesn't mean anything until it actually happens to them. And then they'll wise up and say, oh yeah, my dad told me about this. Oh yeah, mom told me about that. Oh yeah, grandma, grandpa did this or said that. But it's not until the realization that they screwed up that they start to get it. And hopefully, you know, the next time they screw up, it won't be as bad. Hopefully, that's kind of what I hope for. The next time I screw up won't be as bad. But understand that they're going to continue to screw up. We're going to continue to screw up. Just like our parents and grandparents and great-grandparents and the entire line, lineage, screwed up to the very end. Sadly, in some cases, that's probably how they met their end. But it's one of those things that we learn from that and we grow from that. And we continue to gain that knowledge, that wisdom, that experience in hopes that we don't do it again. But you never know. So why is it important to take that ownership? See, when we were kids, it'd be easier to say, oh, well, Jerry Regal did that, or Johnny Regal did that, or the neighbor down the street did that. I'm just pulling up some names. And so all I'm saying is it was easier to blame others for your screw-ups. So Johnny Regal kicked you off your bike, got on your bike, and crashed your bike into the wall, and now it's all dented, the frame's out of whack, everything's crazy? Yeah, Johnny Regal did that. Okay, meanwhile, you're sitting there bleeding from the nose, your elbows are all scuffed up, everything, you're just a mess. Your shirt is torn, your knees on your pants, your blue jeans, they're all scraped up, and you're still blaming Johnny Regal. So you see where I'm going? So we learn our lesson that sometimes it's a little bit easier to just bite the bullet and say, yes, I screwed up. I apologize. My fault. It won't happen again. I'll learn from this and explain what you learned. But doing that, it shows that, hey, we're ready to step up, we're ready to step in, and we're ready to show what we're made of. And hopefully it's the stuff that our parents and grandparents and our entire lineage has passed on to each other. And that's a sense of, well, morals and ethics, and you have your ethics and you have your morals and show them. And you get to show them now as an adult what you're made of, what you're all about. And it shows them not just what you're made of, but what your belief system is and where you come from and where you stand with people. And most of all, it'll show others what you've made of yourself. Sure, your parents have a great contribution to that. But again, at some point, you're going to take and make those decisions and you're going to consciously make a mistake and you're going to consciously make something happen, positive happen. You're going to have a success. Now, of course, when you take ownership, and someone saw you do it, somebody knew that you did something wrong, that you screwed up, and you're at that point where you can take ownership or you can pass the blame or say, I don't know, I just walked in on it. Meanwhile, somebody knows that. Well, when you fess up and when you take ownership, you take away the power of others if they want to hold that over you. And there are many people that want to hold stuff over you. You share something in confidence, and in the moment you screw up or it makes them look bad or they're looking bad, they want to get themselves out of trouble. They're going to play the old, oh, look at what he did and look at the mess he made. And by the way, he also said this. And that's just weak. But it shows you what they're made of. It shows you where they come from. It shows you what their ethics are, what their morals are. It shows you who they truly are. And it shows them what they're truly capable of. Because again, but that's a different story. That's for a different time. What I'm getting at is taking ownership removes that ability for anybody to hold anything over you. Taking ownership strips them of that power that they could have held over you and that you could have fallen victim to. Trust me. It's a lot easier to say, you know what, I screwed up and it won't happen again. It's also a lot easier to just not screw up or not go out and intentionally try to screw up. But you communicate and you find yourself somebody you can actively communicate, a spouse or a best friend, and you communicate, look, hey, look, here's this email I keep getting from this individual and this is not what I want. And what do you think? And you communicate that, because again, you know where it's going to lead. You know down the path it's going to take you down a dark, terrible path. And you know that because your knowledge, your age, your wisdom, and all of that combined, and your experiences combined, tell you where it's going to take you. So you work to avoid that by communicating with others, those that you trust implicitly, undeniably, 100%. And you say, hey, look, here's this is what's happening. And this is the path I believe it's going to take me. What do you think? Yeah, most certain it's going to take you down that path. So give yourself the power and do not hesitate to take the ownership. Do not hesitate to communicate with someone that you trust implicitly, a spouse or best friend, significant other, partner, life partner. And don't hesitate. Do not hesitate. Step in, step up. And admit your mistakes, admit your shortcomings, admit your errors, admit your omissions, admit. Now, you don't have to go telling the whole world because one, it's not any of their business. It's you and those you want to keep within your inner circle and those that you trust the most. And by now, at some point in your life, you're going to start realizing who you can and cannot trust, how much you can say to one individual, how much you can do with one individual, how much you can say and do with another individual, because you know what? They're also, and what their capabilities are. But sometimes you're going to say, well, just don't deal with those people. Yes, but sometimes those individuals are the most closest individuals in your life. And it's sad. It's sad, but it does happen. You hear those horror stories all the time. You know, well, I broke down in a moment of weakness and I said this, and now next thing I know, Aunt so-and-so, cousin so-and-so, uncle so-and-so, they all know because I told this immediate close member of my family. So you see, once bitten, twice shy. So be careful. Be careful, but also admit them. When you make those mistakes, just step up to whoever you made the mistake to. Step up and say, you know what? I made a mistake. This is what I failed to do. Here's where I went wrong, and you own it. It takes that power away from you. Also, in a professional setting or even in a personal setting, you admit it and you say, you know what? I realize I did something wrong and I'm going to correct it. It won't happen again. I'm going to work and I'm going to talk to you. We're going to communicate more to work to ensure that it does not happen again. And the results or the outcomes of that will not sting as much as outright lying and getting caught. That's right. Remember peeling the Band-Aid off? You know, what hurts the most is when you slowly peel it off. But when you just yank it off, well, there's that sting. And there it is. So what I'm saying here is don't lie. Don't lie. Don't blame others. Don't pass the buck on to somebody else. Don't belittle others just to elevate yourself. No. Even when you're the one that's wrong, do not lie. The truth. Tell the truth. Take ownership, especially when you screw up. And because you screw up, well, guess what? You're going to take that and it's going to become part of your memory bank, and it's going to become knowledge, and then it becomes experience. Well, that experience becomes knowledge. Sorry about that. Experience becomes knowledge, and then it becomes wisdom, because when you're faced with that situation again, whether it's with another individual or some temptation or something you know you need to do, and you're just putting it off until it's too late to do it, well, guess what? You're going to think twice, and it's like, you know what? If I just do it now, it'll be done. And let them deal with their side of what they need to do. But there's nothing for them to hold over me. They can't hold you accountable if you've already held yourself accountable. And you're dealing with it and you're growing from it and you're learning from it. So folks, take the ownership. Take ownership early. Take it often. Take it all the time. Anytime there's anything you did, you failed to do, take ownership. It's just the way it is. It's the best way. It's the only way. And for leaders, at that moment, the moment you start taking ownership in front of your team, in front of the people you're charged with taking care of and looking out for and being responsible for, guess what? They start seeing it. Hey, this is the best course of action to take. You're now shaping their lives. You're now changing their lives for the better. You are now showing them, because you are leading by example. And leaders, that's what you do. You lead by example. And you live that example every day. So taking ownership, especially when you screw up, is the best way to lead by example. You have been listening to episode 181 of the Walking Leader Podcast. I do invite you to contact me by email at dave@daveguerra.com or on Twitter @DaveGuerra or even on Instagram Dave_Guerra. Also, I invite you to visit, like, subscribe, and follow my Facebook page at facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra. Again, I thank you for listening to episode 181. Join me next time for episode 182, where we continue our focus on lessons in leadership. Until then, take care of yourself, take care of each other, and remember to always go beyond the grind and always go beyond the hustle, because today and every day, that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow.